The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to another edition of an Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, going to be looking at an 8-race bumper card at Wexford this evening on Wednesday, June the 7th. Plenty of big fields here tonight at this Irish provincial track. So punting won't be very easy tonight, and also made even more problematical because of the weather conditions set to change quite dramatically over the next few hours or so. Likely, therefore, to change the ground, which is currently yielding good in places at time of recording, but given the inclement weather over there, that could easily be soft and even heavy by the end of the night. Who knows? It's due to get quite a bit of rain, the track is, later on in the day. So we'll bear that in mind as we plot our way through the evening.
Race one.
The first of the races we're going to take a look at is the 5.10, of course, which comes up in the guise of a 2-mile maiden hurdle. And Herminio from the William Mullins stable looks as though he's got bright prospects of getting off the mark at the second time of asking here in what looks, to all intents and purposes, a pretty weak affair. He was a very strongly fancied second favourite on his debut over hurdles at Punchestown the other day, and he ran respectably when in the end finishing a distant third behind Delta Work. He cut out most of the running that day and set up furious fractions that he couldn't quite keep up with in the latter stages. And in the end, he was brushed aside by Gordon Elliott's wildly impressive winner. However, the time figure was really good, and even getting beat 20-odd lengths, he still ran up to a fair standard. But I did notice that subsequently he has been gelded in the interim, so perhaps that operation might just help him in his bid to go forward in future. He's got some decent form in the French provinces on the flat, and hopefully he should be good enough to turn away Denham Sound, who has been running quite consistently well for the Charles Byrne stable, including a good run on Sunday behind Treasure Chest at Kilbeggan. The other one to mention favourably is Play the Part, who comes out of a very good race of the day down in Tipperary behind Tay Lane, albeit he got beat quite a way. But Herminio is the choice in race one.
Race two.
On to race two then, which is a 2.5-mile maiden hurdle coming up at 5.45. I wouldn't be Delayed Eloquence's biggest fan. I must admit, I actually went for this horse here last time out. I did a podcast at Wexford, and I must admit, she was quite disappointed when only finishing fifth behind Kiln Rock. I thought she had every chance that day. She raced quite eloquently in behind the bridle, in behind the pace, and I thought she was going to win turning for hand, but a weak finish really did leave me with quite a little bit left to be desired. So I'm going to turn her away here, being as she's 0-for-11 in her career, and go for Midnight Surprise, who seems a little bit more straightforward. And I think there could be a bit more of improvement to come from this mare by Stowaway. Indeed, she ran a very eye-catching race and a very strongly run handicap down in Punchestown the other day when she was noted doing some good late work in the hands of Rachel Blackmore to finish an ever nearer fourth behind Snugborough Hall. That race was a very competitive one of its kind. And given that she's also got form on softest ground as well, courtesy of a decent effort down in Fairy House early on in her career, I think she's got quite a few boxes ticked here in this competitive handicap. She's 9-2 this morning as well with William Hill, which looks a fair each-way bet given the weakness of the field in general.
Race number three.
On to race number three then. The first of the competitive handicaps coming up at 6.15, which is the extended 2.5-mile contest. And I'm going to go with Tintan Robin here from the Vincent Halley stable. Now, this horse got well beat the other day down in Down Royal, but ultimately, probably the trip was a little bit too short for this horse. And given the pace they went that night, he never could really get himself into the contest behind Fierce Soul, who clocked another incredibly fast time from the Ewan Doyle stable. If you go back to that run the time before at Clonmel, when it was a very good second behind Million Dollar Man over tonight's trip, then you've got to say that this horse got every chance of at least finishing in the frame at the very least. Around about 8-1 this morning, I'd make Tintan Robin got a confident choice there to be involved in that 6.15.
Race 4.
On On to the fourth race then, the 6:45, which is a second division of the 2.5 mile handicap. Obviously, Kiln Rock is going to come under close scrutiny here, having already won a course and distance race here back at the last meeting on the 24th of May. Given that he started quite strongly from the back of the field, you wouldn't imagine that he'd have any problems coping with the extra rise in the handicap. And he's got a bit of soft ground form as well, so if it does rain here, he shouldn't be too inconvenienced. However, on the same card, I actually thought that Sol Season ran a very eye-catching race behind Mr. Moondance, certainly suggesting that he's worth another try over this 2.5 mile trip. Prior to that, he'd also proven his liking for this tight left-handed track with a win back at the previous meeting. So I do quite like horses that have got continuity around this track. Fairly consistent sort, as we can see by his form figures. Sol Season at 9-2 this morning makes quite a bit of each way appeal there in race four.
Race five.
On to the fifth race then, which is the 7:15, a 3 mile conditions hurdle. And Cocaine Mar is the one I'm going to concentrate on here, quite rightly so as well. He deserves to be his position in the market, courtesy of that very impressive but gutsy performance down in Limerick on his rules debut. He had to show plenty of tenacity that day to win in the first time hood. Having travelled like the best, he had to fend off the persistent late challenge of Surf Instructor in the closing stage. And the form of that race has worked out pretty well. Henry de Bromhead's Charge, who finished second that day, has won subsequently. So is Indian Monsoon the third, and indeed the fourth, Monlino, who went to the Killarney 2-day festival a couple of weeks ago and won as well. Plenty of form on soft ground, so tonight's rain, which is forecast, shouldn't be an inconvenience. And I'm hoping that he'll stay this trip pretty well. He looked as though that the 2 mile distance down in Limerick was on the short side for him. So Cocaine Mar, a very confident choice there in race five.
Race number six.
On to race six then, which is a 2.5 mile novices chase. And this is probably the best race on the card. Well, not probably. It definitely is the best race on the card. We've got quite a few, actually, above average horses for this time of year and indeed the track. But the one thing we can say beforehand is there should be plenty of pace on here. The likes of Velocity Bloy, Di Cosimo and indeed Lion in His Heart all like to go from the front. So there's a good chance here that there could be a bit of a pace meltdown in the latter part of the race. And with that in mind, this could just set up nicely for Gordon Elliott's Potter's Point, who likes to race just off the speed. He was really impressive when he won at the first time of asking over fences, beating Flaviana and Definite Earl back at Fairy House on the 18th of April. And then he followed that up with another polished display when he finished fifth behind Don't Touch It in one of the big handicap chases at the festival back at the end of April. Nothing wrong with his run the other day behind Townsend. He just couldn't quite live with William Mullins in charge in the latter stages. But he certainly suggested anyway on the evidence of that performance that he's going to require further than 2 miles to be fully effective against a better standard of opponent. And he should get that here tonight, as I said, with plenty of speed on up front. So Potter's Point, hopefully he'll pick up the pieces late on there for Cooper and Elliott and go very close to it to winning that 7:45.
Race seven.
On to the penultimate contest, which looks a tricky 3 mile handicap chase if ever I saw one. However, I do quite like the chances here of James from the Ian Ferguson stable, obviously better known for his exploits in the point-to-point field. But he's got some decent form under rules itself as well, including one or two decent efforts throughout the winter. I noticed this horse going really strongly in the hands of Adrian Lindsay the other day down in Punchestown, only to get knocked out of the reckoning when a horse jumped across him at the third last. And given that how well he was going, I'm pretty sure he would have played a hand in the finish. He's got plenty of form over 3 miles on soft ground. He's a strong traveller, so everything should be set fair for this horse to go very close here tonight. Round about 7-1 this morning, I'd make James a reasonable each way bet there in the penultimate race.
And the final race.
To the final contest then, the 8:45, and Alan Fleming Suncroft is the one to be with here. I was really impressed with the way he ran down in Killarney the other day, handling the conditions, setting decent fractions. He looked the most likely winner, must admit, turning for home, and even at the furlong pole he looked to be fending off Somerville Board, but he just got tired late on in the shadows of the post and ended up getting beat four lengths by the eventual winner. But there was nothing wrong with that performance. He'd also run well behind Jessica Harrington's highly regarded Someday, when we saw him on his Royals debut at Leopardstown. And both of those two performances equal a very decent standard for the rest to try and live up to. Obviously, Peacock Secret looks the main danger, having finished third behind Simone and subsequent winner Lighthouse Warrior at Punchestown last time out. The only slight issue with him is we don't know whether he will handle the ground. The only time he encountered heavy ground, he was pulled up in a point-to-point. And as I said, I think the ground here tonight is going to be pretty testing, given the conditions by the time they run the last race. So Suncroft, hopefully, will send us off with a winner in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We'll do it all again tomorrow, when we'll take a look at a 7-race card at Leopardstown, which begins at 5:50. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now, and we'll do it all again tomorrow.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.